Okay, friends, in Megillas Esther, we have a very interesting conversation between Mordechai and Esther. Va'toymer Esther. Esther sends a word to Mordechai. And Esther says, Lech, Kino, Yisus, Kol HaYudim, HaNimtzim B'Shushan, V'Tzumo Alai, V'Al Toichelu, V'Al Tishtu. Shloishes yamim, laila v'yayim. Esther says, "Fast upon me, fast for me. Don't eat, don't drink 3 days. I will come to the king unlawfully." The pasuk says, "Vayavar Mordechai." There are many questions on this. Why does it say, "Vayavar Mordechai"? Mordechai, Rashi says, violated. He violated Pesach. And he did everything that Esther commanded. Let it say, Vayavar Mordechai, Vayas Kane. Also, what does it mean, Vayavar? Also, it says, Sumo alai vial toichlu vial tishtu. Fast, don't eat, don't drink. I think we know what fasting is. We don't need Esther to say, fast, don't eat, and don't drink. What else do you do on a fast? You don't jump, you don't hop, you don't skip. Obviously, fasting means not eating. And not drinking. The Chida brings in the name of a great Gadol. What did Esther mean? Vitsumo alai. Sumu alai. The word alai has no explanation. Says the Chida, the word alai. Who else said alai? When Rivka told Yaakov Avinu to steal the birthright, she also used the word. Alai. Rivka said, Alai kilalascha b'ni. What does the Targum say on the words Alai kilalascha b'ni? Targum says, it was told to me b'nevuah that no curse will happen to you if you steal this. Says the Chida, just like Alai by Rivka was it was told to Rivka, nothing bad will happen to you if you steal the birthright, if you steal the brachos. What Esther was telling Mordechai is, Mordechai was wondering, what do you mean fast? Fast? But it's going to be Pesach. How can we fast? We can't fast. The answer is, Esther says, Vitsumo alai, it was told to me b'nevuah that we have to fast. The same way Rivka said, alai kilalascha b'ni, nothing bad will happen to you. It was told to me b'nevuah that you need to do this. So too, Esther is saying, you have to, Mordechai, you're required to fast. Nothing bad will happen to you. Sumu alai, the same way Rivka was told b'nevuah, it was told to me b'nevuah, we have to fast these 3 days. So Mordechai says, fast and not eat matzah and not drink dalet kosos. So Esther said, yeah, v'tsumu alai, v'al toichlu matzah, v'al tishtu dalet kosos. The same alai. This is the remez in what Esther was saying. Now, how is Mordechai allowed to listen to Esther? Are you allowed to listen to a neviyah to be mevatel a mitzvah? A navi whose nevuah has already been verified can be mevatel a mitzvah as a hayra shah, just like Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel was able to be mevatel the isser of being makriv b'chutz based on a hayra asha. So too Esther, by using the word alai, she's indicating that she's saying it b'nevuah, and therefore the pasuk says, "Vayas k'chol asher tzivsa alav Esther." Since Esther was using the word alai, it was indicating that this was said b'nevuah. Therefore, Mordechai did it. Says the Bnei Yisachar. Based on this, we can understand when Rivka said, "Alai kilalascha b'ni." What does the Targum say? It was told to me b'nevuah. What does that mean? It was told to me b'nevuah. We could explain that Yaakov Avinu says, "I'm afraid that my father will feel me, and he's going to bring on me a klala," meaning, you know what Yaakov was saying? Yaakov was saying, this is a lack of kibbutz av. How am I allowed to steal The bracha is, it's a lack of kibarav. So Rivka says, Olai kilalascha b'ni. I'm letting you know, b'nevuah, that it's okay to violate kibarav. In other words, listen carefully. Why was it necessary for Rivka to say to Yaakov Avinu that I know you need to do this b'nevuah? Let her just say you should do this. The answer is, if she didn't say it was nevuah, then Yaakov Avinu would have no right to do this, because by doing it, he's being mevatel the mitzvah of kibud avim. So therefore, Rivka had to say, "No, I'm a neviah, and a navi could give instructions to be mevatel a mitzvah b'sheva al tasa." So just like the Bnei Yisrael are saying based on the chida, just like Rivka, as a neviah, said, "Olai kilalascha b'ni, I'm telling you b'nevuah to mevatel the mitzvah of kibud avim." So too, Esther says to Mordechai, "Vitzumo alai, even though you're being mevatel matzah and dalet koisois, it's worthwhile because you have to do it. I'm telling this to you, b'nevuah." Now I want to add one chiddush that just occurred to me. That is, we learned 2 weeks ago from the Vilna Gaon that in the time of the sin of Adam HaRishon was created blessed. And when Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he caused 10 curses to come to the world. He brought 10 curses to the world. When was that reversed? When were the 10 curses reversed? The 10 curses were reversed when Yaakov Avinu stole the blessings and he got 10 brachos. V'yitein l'cha Elokim, mital ha-shamayim, u'mishmanei aretz, rav dog and v'sirosh, yavducha amim. That's when they were reversed. Haman was trying to utilize the opt-out clause that Yitzchak told Esav, v'haya ka'asher tarid, u'farak te'ula me'al tzavarecha, that if at any point Yaakov Avinu gives you a reason to aggrieve him getting the blessings, you could utilize an opt-out clause. And that is what Haman was trying to activate. And in fact, Haman was successful in, so to speak, reversing the blessings that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov Avinu. So we could say the same way Rivka tells Yaakov, Olai kilalascha b'ni, that Rivka told Yaakov, I'm telling you, b'nevuah, that if you want to get the blessings, then you have to steal the birthright. And if you're worried about any klala, olai, I'm telling you, b'nevuah, you need to do this. We could say the gzeira shava, olai, that the chida mentions, so too in the times of Purim, in order to also to reinstate the blessings that Yaakov got from Esav, in order to bring the world back to blessing. Also, it was told b'nevuah to Esther they needed to fast 3 days. So in both instances of olai, they needed to listen to the neviah. And even though in the times of Purim it was overcoming kibud av, in the times of Rivka, she was telling Yaakov to, so to speak, violate the kibud av, and Esther was telling Mordechai to violate Pesach. In both instances, in order to bring the world back to the brachos of Adam HaRishon, it was necessary to listen to the neviah. And it could be, it occurred to me just now as well, that what brought about the sin of the Eitz Hadas? Ki shamata b'koil ishtacha. You inappropriately listen to your wife. Adam HaRishon, he ate from the Eitz Hadas because he listened to his wife. So the way this was rectified two times is that now Yaakov needs to listen to Rivka and Mordechai needs to listen to Esther in a situation where they were instructed by Hashem. In other words, the sin of the Eitz Hadas is inappropriate. Shemiyah b'koil ishtacha. And in order to reverse that in both situations, they needed to listen to the prophetess where the Ribbono Shel Olam did, in fact, communicate with her. Hopefully, the Ribbono Shel Olam should accept our Limud HaTorah as a way of fulfilling the skula of the Chasam Sofer. But this is just to whet your appetite. Obviously, now we should try our best to spend as much time as possible involved in Limud HaTorah, Bein Megillah DeLaila uMegillah DeYoyim. We shall be zoicha to the great Blessings of Purim. Na 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 na